English Training
Part 3 Interview
Good evening, and welcome to You and Your Health. Now, since 2003, there has been a sharp rise in obesity rates among young people in the United States. Children in this country are now fatter than they were 5 years ago. In the studio with me, I have Patrick Koji, who is an expert in diet and fitness. Welcome to the program, Patrick.
Thank you.
We often hear that it's unhealthy for children to be overweight. So how can they lose weight?
Well, first of all, if someone is overweight, they really need to change the way they eat. They need to eat less unhealthy food and more healthy food.
Okay. But which foods are unhealthy and which foods are healthy?
Well, unhealthy foods usually have lots of fat and sugar in them. But they often taste great, too. For example, chocolate.
Oh, I love chocolate.
Yes, everyone loves chocolate. But it has lots of fat and sugar in it. And so if you eat too much of it, you put on weight. Of course, you can eat some chocolate without getting fat. So it is okay to eat a small amount once a week. But don't eat chocolate every day.
That's okay, I guess. What other foods are unhealthy?
Well, fast foods like hamburgers and fries are also not very good for you. They have lots of fat and salt in them. And salt is bad for your heart.
Okay, so what foods are healthy then?
Well, fruit is low in fat and has lots of vitamins in it. Vitamins are really good for your body. I tell children to eat fruit every morning for breakfast. It doesn't matter what fruit you choose.
I usually have a bread roll for breakfast or a bowl of muesli. Is that healthy?
Yes, it is. Bread and muesli are part of a group of foods called carbohydrates. Carbohydrates give us energy. And when we don't have enough energy, we feel very tired. It's important to eat carbohydrates in the morning so that we have enough energy for the day ahead. And you can make your muesli even healthier by adding some fruit to it.
Great. What else can obese children do to lose weight?
Well, sport is very important. In the modern world, we don't move as much as we did 50 years ago because many people have cars, and so they don't walk very much. Children often don't do much sport either. They watch television or play computer games instead.
So how can we add more sport into our lives?
Well, an easy way is to walk or cycle everywhere. Walk to school, walk to the shops. Or take up a sport you enjoy, like dancing. It can be fun to learn something new.
Great. Thanks, Patrick. Those are really useful tips. Now, over to you. What do you think about diet and exercise? Send us an email to you and your...